Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Out there today that still believes? Huh?
Have you still got a hope? Have you still got a mind to press on and see what the end will be? Truly, it is a blessing to be in the land of the living. It's another opportunity to give God glory, to give him thanks, and to give him praise. I don't know where you are at in the land, in the nation, whatever your area is, where you reside, but I tell you, we are in Northern California, and the sun is shining brightly. Amen. And as I look at the sun just shining and beaming, I think on the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. And how he woke us up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. We thank him on yesterday. The sun wasn't shining as brightly as it's shining today. But even on yesterday, he saw fit to wake us up, clothed in our right mind. Yesterday, the nation celebrated and honored those that have gone on in whatever field they were in, military. You know, some of us, it was a Memorial Day for the loss of our loved ones, and some parents have mourned their children, and some children mourn their parents. So we celebrated Memorial Day on yesterday, and that's the day event that the nation set aside to remember our loved ones. So the day, today is May 28th in the year of our Lord, 2013, and we're just blessed to see another day. We thank you again for tuning in. We were on the line yesterday, and we read in our hearing, those that were on the line. We didn't have any live callers. I stayed on for about 15 or 20 minutes on yesterday, and I read into your hearing Psalm 12. So today we just want to open up with the word of prayer. And again, I can't see the switchboard, but we thank God for Mama Ruby, Sister Ruby Larry, having the switchboard open, and she's able to see those that's on the line, and we will be coming back to you a little later in the broadcast. But again, we want to just greet each and every one of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. And we want to open up with the word of prayer on today, and I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to take a minute and just open up with the word of prayer for us on today, if she would be so kind. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. It's just a blessing to be here today and on the broadcast. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity again to come before your precious people and your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name, fill of the Holy Ghost, and going forth in your name. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Lord, we ask you to strengthen her more, to give her what does say the Lord that comes from heaven. We thank you for each and every one that's on this broadcast this afternoon. We thank you because you know where they are. You know where you can go, where we can go. You know their address. You know their names. You know their husband's name, their mothers, fathers, children, grandchildren. You know everything about us. And you have designed this broadcast today that we may hear and receive and be glad in it. We thank you. We love you and we praise you. We just thank you for the rhema word that's coming forth from heaven down to your precious people today. We thank you for bringing us, keeping us all weekend. And with the holiday, some have lost soldiers in the war, their husbands, their brothers, their sisters. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless, to keep. We have lost loved ones on this earth too, Lord Jesus. through your family of believers in Jesus' name. We just thank you for being so considerate of each and every one of us that you have gave an opportunity to come on this broadcast and be there. We are ye glad that you have allowed us to come on. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, because we can't do anything without you. We yield our members, we yield our mind, we yield our soul, we yield our heart to you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to change it. If there's anything in us that you find that's not pleasing in your sight, Lord, we repent. We want the word to come forth without hindrance. We want it to go into each and every home, each and every business where they're at, wherever your people at, and the word go forth, and it shall accomplish what it set out to do. We're looking for blessings and miracles and deliverance, and we're looking for souls to be saved in your kingdom work. We thank you and praise you that we have this great opportunity that you have afforded us to come on this line and give you the glory and give you all the praise. And we praise you and love you in Jesus' mighty name. And we let the church say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We truly thank God for Sister Ruby. I tell you, what a powerful prayer. Amen, that souls would come into the kingdom and that they would be saved. And that's what we're working for, people of God. We're not working for ourselves. Hallelujah, but we're working out our own soul salvation. And the Bible says we should do that with fear and trembling. Amen. But we also should be concerned about others. And that's what Jesus was about. He was about people. He was about serving. He said, I came to serve. And he said, the greatest in the kingdom is the servant. Hallelujah. Not the king, not the queen, not the priest, not the pastor, not the bishop, but he said the greatest in the kingdom is a servant. Amen. You know, many times we want others to serve us, but we're not looking to make a sacrifice and serve them. But that's what Jesus did. He came as a lowly servant. Amen. So we want to take this time and just let you know that we went before the Lord and we sought God. And we're saying, Lord, what would you have us to speak on? What would you have us to talk about this week that we can better inform your people, that we can better serve you, that we can better participate in this wonderful salvation? Amen. So as I was out and about early this morning, and I do my little regular routine, and I ran into a man today, and I don't think nothing happened by circumstance or happenstance or by chance. I think God orders our day, especially when you seek him. When you get up with a mind that stayed on Jesus and you ask the Lord, order my steps. Remember, the scriptures say tomorrow can take care of the thing that is shared. You know, it says take no thought for tomorrow, but tomorrow will take care the things of today. And something like that. I don't have it verbatim, but in other words, it's saying, hey, don't worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. God will provide for his people. So as I awakened this morning and I was seeking the Lord, and I said, Lord, now we've already had 2 weeks of favor with God is better. And we could have went on. We could have went on another week. Ah, hallelujah, because I know favor with God is better. But I said, what would you have us to discuss and talk about this week on this radio broadcast? And as I was sitting in McDonald's this morning, a gentleman came up to me after he purchased his food and everything, and his food basically got cold. But I always like to hear, especially when people are talking about the Lord. And you know how it is when you're out and about. Sometimes we're not that bold to go and tell somebody or say something about the Lord. Now, Sister Ruby is a different character because she's bold like that. She will say, she will strike a conversation about the Lord. But sometimes, you know, if you all are like me, I'll kind of just feel my way, you know, and feel the atmosphere, feel out what's going on around me, and then I'll make that initial step. But I was in McDonald's, and I had my laptop up and, you know, just taking care of my business. After I do my little workout, I'll go at McDonald's because they have free Wi-Fi, so I don't have to rush back home. So I can just take my time and do a little something on the computer, send an email out to the Sister Faithful that take care of some business for me with the ministry. So I was just there. And then this man, he went and brought his tray to his little table, and he saw my Bible on the table, and he saw my, I have a little Sunday school book that I'm using for somebody else. So he saw that, and he came up to the table, and he began to talk with me. And he didn't introduce himself, but he introduced himself, but he said something about the Bible. He said, you know, that's the greatest book that is on the planet of this earth. And I said, wow. So he took notice of my Bible. And so he stopped and he left his stuff at his table, and then he began to talk. And he said, you know, I said, yeah, this, and I began to say, you know, well, you know, this is the Holy Bible. And he said, you're right. And it has such significance. And then he began to talk about names. He began to talk about, he said, you know, I was in the world about 30 years before I even got into the Bible, read the book. And I said, what? And I just marveled. He just began to talk. He said, I was 30 years old, and I had never read this book. And he said, but his daughter was a young girl, and she had a question. And she asked her mother about the Sermon on the Mount. And her mother directed her to come ask her father. And he said, I didn't know anything about the Sermon on the Mount. And he said, that started my journey, and that started my reading of the Word of God. And I said, interesting. So he began to talk. And little did I know that the man had the same name as I. And as he said what his name was, and I, you know, I just let him talk. And then after a few minutes, and I told him that my name was Adrian also. So he began to say, you know, he began to talk about, you know, people really don't know who they are. They don't even know what their name means. So he asked me about my name. And I told him what I knew of my name. But he went a little bit deeper. And I said, my God, my God, my God. So I was already seeking God. What can we talk about? And after I had that conversation with that man, my mind, before I even went to the Bible, I thought about the question that Jesus asked his disciples, especially Peter. So today, this week, our destiny focus is, who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am? So I would like to invite your attention just for a short space of time, and I'm going to let you all talk a little bit, and maybe we can have some other revelations on today. But I went to the book of Mark, and starting at the 27th verse, it says, "And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea." Caesarea. Some people say Caesarea, some say Caesarea. So whatever your pronunciation is, that's good. Philippi. "And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Who do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others one of the prophets." So Jesus was asking his disciples, now, you all have been out among the people. You all have heard what they have said about me. Now I'm asking you, who do men say that I am? And they begin to say, well, some say Elias, some saying Elijah, and some are saying John the Baptist, and some are saying you are one of the prophets. But Jesus wanted to know, who do you say that I am? So verse 29 says, "And Jesus," this is Jesus, "and he said unto them, But who say ye that I am?" And Peter, we all know Peter was one of the bold disciples. He didn't mind answering first. He didn't mind being the first partaker. So bad, bold Peter said it. And Peter answered and said unto him, "Thou art the Christ." And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. So Jesus charged his disciples and said, don't tell nobody else who I am. Peter have already revealed that I am the Christ. I am the one that they have spoken of, that they said was to come. But he said, tell no man. Oh, Lord have mercy. Are we telling anybody who Jesus is today? Are we afraid to even voice who we think he is? Oh, Lord, you got to help me today. He said he charged them that they should tell no man of him. Okay, but let's go now. Let's go. Oh, God, I bless you today. I bless you today. I thank you for who you are today. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's go to John. We're gonna come back to this. But let's go to the book of John. And let's go to, Lord help me today. Let's go to chapter 12. Lord, I bless you today for this word. Who do men say that I am? And if I was able to use a subtopic today, I would ask you, who are you? Who are you? Because that's how we get confused. We don't know who we are. And if we don't know who we are, how can we tell somebody who Jesus is? How can we spread this gospel when we don't even know who we are? We don't even know who we are. Well, I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me today to enlighten you a little bit more. Because you know what? Jesus said in the last days, there were going to be mockers. There were going to be scoffers. Who are they? They are people that are mocking God. They are people that preaching and teaching in his name. But guess what? Jesus don't even know who they are. Hallelujah. And we're going to show you a little bit in the scripture today. Whom do men, Jesus, say that I am? Amen. So let's go to John chapter 12. And we're going to start at verse 44 just for the sake of time. And it says, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, this is Jesus talking. If you look in your Bible and you see the letters in red, any letters that you see in red is Jesus himself talking. And Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. All right? And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. God, I bless you today. And verse 46 says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And verse 47 says, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Verse 48 says, he that rejected me and received not my words had one that judged him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Listen at Jesus talking. Jesus is saying, my Father have sent me. And he gave me a commandment. And the commandment he's given me, I am giving it to you. And I am telling you what I should speak. Because guess what? I'm acting as a representative of my Father. Hallelujah. And verse 50 says, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. The commandment that God has given me is eternal life, and it's life everlasting. So whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Lord, y'all better watch God today. Let's go back now. Let's go back to Mark, where we were in Mark. Chapter 8. Let's read again verse 29. And he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. How about that? Peter is going to rebuke our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know, people of God, we don't want a rebuke is only a correction. When you rebuke someone, that's not telling them all. That's not denouncing them. That's not criticizing them. That's not putting them to shame. You really are correcting them. But people don't want to be rebuked today. People don't want to be corrected today. don't want to be corrected. Nobody want to be corrected. Because guess what? When we are rebuked or corrected openly, we are saved. Now, God didn't tell us to rebuke or to correct everybody openly and make them ashamed. Sometimes we have to rebuke in private. But even in private, when we rebuke someone, they don't take that lightly. They want to strike back, and they want to strike out at the person that is correcting them, that is rebuking them. But all rebuke is not for us to be ashamed. Some open rebuke is to help us. Because remember, God would that none of us would perish. God is trying to help us. Sure, we don't want to embarrass anybody, but sometimes we have to. Sometimes we have to. If that embarrassment and that correction and that rebuke is to save your soul, rebuke me all day, because I want to be saved. Okay? I want to be saved. But let's go back. What are you trying to say today? Verse 32 says, and he spoke that saying openly, and Peter took him, and he began to rebuke. He began to rebuke Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 33 says, but when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, Jesus began to rebuke Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou servest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of God, of men, I'm sorry, for the things that be of men. What was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying that you're not looking upon the things that I'm looking upon because you can't see like I see. Neither can you hear like I hear. I am on a mission. I have been commissioned. For this cause have I came into the world. I came to redeem man back. I came to be the savior of the world. I came for the most. God, what are you trying to say today? For one, oh, Jesus, I bless you today. For one, when Jesus said to rebuke Peter, it was not to embarrass him before his peers. It was to help Peter. Peter was bold. Peter was very outspoken. Peter was ready to fight. We have to put our weapons down, people of God. For the Bible says our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. We have to put our weapons down. Why is it that the saints want to fight? What causes us? What causes us when we do something ignorantly or we do something that maybe we weren't aware of? When someone calls you on it, why do we want to fight? Why do we get angry and we want to put each other down? Today, Jesus is saying, who do men say that I am? If I am the Christ, if I am the Savior of the world, if I came to redeem you back, then why do you think so little of me? Why can't you lift me up? Why can't you exalt me? When you lift me up and exalt me, you're lifting up your brothers and your sisters in Christ. But when you put your brothers and your sisters in Christ down, you're putting me down. Jesus said, you're crucifying me afresh. Oh, God, why do you do me this to? Why do you give me such a difficult task? Why do you give me a difficult assignment? Why, Lord? Who do men say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You laid them right down that we may have a right to the tree of life. Jesus, I hope you all can get something out of what God is saying to us today. God said he's willing that none of us would perish, but that all of us would come into the knowledge, that all of us would be saved from this untoward generation. People of God, saints are dying in the church without being filled with the Holy Ghost. Saints are dying without the baptism because they're saying baptism is no longer essential. Saints are dying and they don't even have the fullness of Christ Jesus. We need the fullness, and I don't know if the Lord, you don't know who she is. But God gave me this morning. I said, what do you want to say today, Lord? He said, who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am? Sister Ruby, we're preaching and teaching a watered-down gospel. We're not telling the people anymore, what must I do? Get that scripture. Oh, you don't know Messiah. Hallelujah. The people ask the disciple, what must I do to be saved? What must I do? What must I do? What must I do? And this, I don't know, most I got. Turn to the book of Acts. Oh, Lord, I don't know where you're going with this today, God. But I did not ask for this assignment. Some assignments you don't ask for.
Hallelujah.
The silent or ordained of God. God, you don't know most. And this is one. Because I did not ask for this. God, you don't know most.
Amen.
The book of Acts, chapter 2. You don't know most. Oh, glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. You know this is not me. And I don't want to make nobody feel bad.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what I have to do what God has told me to do today.
Yes.
He said, whom do men say that I am? Peter said, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Then, if Jesus is the Christ, if he is the Son of the living God, why are we crucifying him? Why aren't we living holy? Why are we telling the world that Jesus saved?
Amen.
Why? We're preaching a watered-down gospel. Why? Because we want to fill up these buildings. But I'm not interested in filling up a building. I'm interested in a soul being filled today. Jesus is interested in souls. Ah, he said, I want souls.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not looking for buildings. I'm not looking for no popularity. I'm not looking for fame. But I come because I'm looking for those that are lost. Oh, you're almost shot down. Hallelujah. When the shepherd loses a sheep, he may have 100 sheep in the fold. Oh, you're almost shot down. But he'll leave the 99 and he'll go after the one. Are you that one today that the Lord is calling for? Are you that good shepherd that's going to leave the 99 and go and get the one? Are you that shepherd today? Who do men say that I am? Oh, you don't know about me. Yeah, God, I bless you today. I can't even teach this. I can't preach it. Because it's in my spirit today. Souls of dying people. Oh, you don't know about me. Yeah. But turn, I got an assignment. I have an assignment today, Lord, and I don't want to fail you. I can't. I can't. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I cannot. I cannot. Renee, I cannot let this assignment go unfulfilled. You don't know about Saya. Turn to the book of Acts. Chapter 2. You don't know about Saya. God had made they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Men and brethren, what shall we do? Remember, this was the day of Pentecost. And this was the day that Jesus sent them back the Holy Ghost. He told them, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. He said, but I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you back a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Which is the Holy Ghost. Let's do it. After the ups, Peter and the rest of the apostles. I'm not talking about the modern-day apostles. I'm talking about the apostles that walked with Jesus.
There were 12
apostles that walked with Jesus. And Paul was one out of due time, out of due season. Hallelujah. But the ups, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, obey Peter. Peter who don't mind fighting. Peter who don't mind telling them what best say the Lord. But even Peter, Jesus told him, you're going to deny me. He said, before the cock crow thrice, you're going to deny me, Peter. And Peter said, oh, no, Lord, I won't deny you. How many of you all out there today telling the Lord, I won't deny you, but when you get an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus, you back up. You draw back. You have a drawback spirit. You won't go forward. Ah, you know that, Shia? But the Lord saying, not so. Not no more. You're going to preach this word. You're going to teach this word. You're going to say what does say the Lord, whether you feel like it or not. Ah, you know, he's so timid. Paul's so timid. And preach the gospel. Preach the word. Preach it in season and preach it out of season. Preach it when they want to hear and preach it when they don't want to hear. This is the day that I didn't want to preach this here. And I didn't know how God was going to lead me today. But I heard him say, whom do men say that I am? After that man began to, that man ministered to me today in McDonald's. I don't know about, and I didn't know the Lord was going to go this way today. But this clearly, I want you all to know this clearly is not me, but it's God.
Amen.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Go! I got to read that until you hear in the day. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It didn't say go down in Jesus' name first. It says repent. Folks, the people are taking people to the water, and they won't eat, and they haven't even repented. Peter said, repent. That's the first thing you got to do. Repent. Then be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39 says, for the promise. This is a promise that's unto you and to your children, and to all that are far, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We don't call people into holiness. We don't call people into the kingdom. Jesus calls them. Because Jesus is the one, that added to the church daily such as should be saved. And as I go on, I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to close out this chapter. I don't know who this is, who this is for today, but please know whoever's on the line today that the Holy Ghost is speaking to you today. Please discern. This is the Holy Ghost speaking, not Sister Benoit. I don't know who's on the line, but the Lord knows. Verse 40 says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort. Peter testified and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? The day that you hear the Lord's voice, harden not your heart. Save yourself from this crooked generation. Verse 41 says, then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. 3,000 souls was added to the church after they gladly received the word. So today, those of you that's on the line, gladly received this word. Somebody haven't been baptized in Jesus' name. And I don't care what folks say. The baptism in Jesus' name is right. And I'll go to my grave saying it. Every church may not be doing it, but guess what? I can't judge them because the Bible told me to judge not. All I can do is give you what the word says. And then it's upon you to enact what the word says. It's upon you to do what thus say the Lord. It's no longer on me. I am only a male lady. I'm a male lady. I deliver the word. And that's what a male lady does. She delivers the word. I'm not saying a male man. I'm a male lady today because I'm a female. But we all know that there's neither male or female in Christ Jesus. Verse 442, we're in Acts chapter 2, for those of you that may have signed on or tuned in later. Verse 42 says, and they continued. Who continued? Those that were in the upper room. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. I don't know if Sister Albertine is on the line today, but I hear the Lord saying today to you, Sister Albertine, that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear, verse 43 says, and fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles that walked with Jesus. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. There must be some signs, people of God. If there's no signs following the believer, you better examine them. You better try the spirits and see if they be of God. There must be some visible signs that follow the believer. I'll read this one again. Verse 43 says, and fear came upon every soul. The fear didn't come upon every soul because they were scared. The fear came upon them because they saw the signs and wonders, and they were reverencing God. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together. We were on one accord and had all things common. And look what they did, Sister Ruby. Everybody that was there in the upper room, everybody that was there that received the infilling of the Holy Ghost, they had all things in common. They were on one page. They were on one accord. They had the same mind. They had all things in common. Nobody was jealous. Nobody was envious. Nobody was gossiping. Nobody was backbiting. Nobody was stabbing one another. They had all things in common. And look at what they did in verse 45. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continue. Lord God, I bless you. They continue. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did. Let me go back. I'm sorry. I didn't read that correctly. Let me go back to 45. And sold their possessions. Everyone was there. They went out and they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Everyone was there. Gave as they sold their possessions to the apostles, and the apostles parted and gave to every man that had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They were glad about the sacrifice they made. They were glad about the seeds that they sowed. Because every man had what they needed. Nobody was lacking anything. And verse 47 said, they left praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. God was pleased at their oneness. God was pleased at them being on one accord as they were when they decided to build a tower. They said they were going to build a tower and they were going to reach heaven. They were trying to get in heaven where God was. And that's when God came down and allowed them. God didn't come down. Let me rephrase that. He sent an angel down, and they came down. The angels came down, and they confounded the minds of the people. And guess what? They changed their language because God looked down, and he saw the people, and he said the people were on the same page, and they had one mind. And God said, not so. You will not come where I'm at. But God had to do something because God recognized when we get one mind and we get on the same page, we can change our circumstances, we can change our environment, we can change the atmosphere, we can cause mountains to be moved. We can speak to the mountains and they have to move. We can speak to the atmosphere and it has to change. We can speak to our communities and our environment and it has to change. Why? Because God said it. Why? Because God ordained it. Why? Because God said we can declare and we can decree. We can call those things that's not to be as though they are. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help me to do that. Help me, Lord Jesus. I don't know who this message is going to be. And I didn't even know the Lord was going to lead and direct me the way he did today. But somebody on this line needs to repent. Somebody on this line needs to be baptized in Jesus' name. Somebody on this line needs to denounce the hidden things. Somebody on this line needs to say, men and brethren, what shall I do? Somebody on this line needs to ask, whom do men say that I am? Who are you today? Who are you? Do you know who you are? When I was in my mother's womb, God already knew that my mother was going to name me Adrian. God already knew who I would become. God already knew the test, the trial, the affliction, the heartache, the hardship. He already knew what I was going to go through. He already knew May 28, 2013, he would give me this word. Whom do men say that I am? I'm done. I'm done. The Holy Ghost has spoken. And I don't know who's on the line, but I'm going to render it back into the hands. It's Ruby Lane, who is overseeing the flip story on today, and she can tell me who's on the line. I'm not at the computer, so I don't know who's on the line. I didn't open up the chat room. I don't know if anybody's in the chat room, but I know one thing. God said, whom do men say that I am? He sent me to that today. And the only person I conferred with, that I talked with today about this subject matter, was Sister Ruby on this morning, because she asked, what was the message? What was the topic for today? And I did send notification to Sister Faith to tell her what the Destiny Focus was for this week. And I sent out a text to two individuals to see if they could speak Wednesday and Thursday, because Friday is Provoke Friday. That's it. I didn't know that the Lord was going to lead me this way, but you're inexcusable, oh man, whomsoever you may be today. The word the Lord has spoken. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, I'm opening up the line. Sister T? Sister T? Okay, we'll come back to her. Okay, let's see. I think this is Evangelist Stanford. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, women of God. My voice is gone, but I just thank God for the word that went forth on today. God bless you, Amen. The Lord, keep speaking the word of God, and there's no apology for the word. Lord God, this is right all by itself. Hallelujah. If the word hit him, let us move up. That's all it needs to do, because it comes to reprove, rebuke, anoint, and appoint us for a better life. Amen. God bless you, women of God.
Amen. Praise God. We're going down the line. Sister Patrice?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got on the line really late. However, that word, that piece that I've gotten was really needed because I was having an issue. I've been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I just appreciate that because I needed to know that I needed to be baptized in the name of Jesus. So thank you for that word. I appreciate it so. Love you.
Amen, amen. I want to say to you, Sister Patrice, and to all those that are listening today, that this is not a message. This wasn't a this was a jumping and shouting message. But I'll leave you with this thought, too. My grandmother, you know, when I was a little girl coming up, it would say, if anything that won't kill you, it'll fatten you.
Yeah.
You know, so if it won't kill you, it'll just enlighten you. I want to say that.
Yeah.
So I'm not disannulling anybody's baptism. I would never do that because God don't do that. God
right.
is the God of the righteous.
Yes.
Righteous God. And I don't think He would disannul any man's confession, any man's baptism. That is not why God gave me this message today. So
I understand.
Even if you were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, if God is dealing with your heart to get baptized in Jesus' name, it won't do anything. But give you another anointing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Elijah Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna
Jesus.
Make me preach now. See, God, that wasn't a preaching message that God gave
God.
Me, but it was for somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Elijah told the man of God, Elijah. He said. Man of God, Father, he said, I want a double anointing.
Mm-hmm.
I want a double anointing. He said, I want a double anointing. And the man of God told Elisha, whom he was grooming, he said, son, that's a hard thing. That's something hard you're asking me to do. But what God is speaking to us today, it's not hard for us to get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go down in the water and grave, he said you rise to walk in the newness of life. But Elijah told Elisha, he said, that's a hard thing that you're asking of me. He said, nevertheless, if you see me, see, Elijah already knew that God was going to send a chariot to take him on out of here. He said, if you see me when I go up, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to grant you your wish, your desire will be granted. And you know what? Elisha never departed out of the sight of the man of God. He said, guess what? Even when Elijah tried to make him go somewhere, and I'm just paraphrasing, Elisha said, only that going to take us apart. Because guess what? I'm not leaving you. Ah! He said, I'm going to stick by you closer than a brother. And
you,
I'm paraphrasing. But Elijah, with Elisha, would not leave Elijah. And when the Lord took Elijah out of here, that anointing fell on his mystery. That anointing fell on the young man that asked him for a double portion of his anointing. Let me tell you, people of God, don't let nobody tell you that baptism is not right. Don't let nobody dissuade you from getting baptized in the name of Jesus. Don't let nobody tell you that, guess what, baptism ain't essential. If it wasn't essential, why did Jesus get baptized? If it wasn't essential, why did John the Baptist get baptized? When Mary, the mother of Jesus, greeted, John's mother, that the Holy Ghost, the baby knew in their womb. Don't let nobody tell you that it's not essential. If it was not essential, God wouldn't have gave me this message today.
Amen.
And I didn't know how. I'm going to tell you, I couldn't figure it out. I said, Lord, what are you saying today? Because I'm puzzled today. But I'm not puzzled anymore. Because one thing about the Lord, God is not a God of confusion. God is not a God of chaos. God is not a God of ending. God is not a God of jealousy. Oh, God, I bless you today.
Thank you, Lord.
But I'm telling you today, the Lord gave me this message, and I didn't know how to deliver it. I didn't know where the Lord was going to take me, because I had a few scriptures of my own, but God didn't even allow me to go to that, because he wanted to talk to somebody today, Evangelist Sarah. God wanted to talk to somebody today.
Yes.
Evangelist Stafford, I met Evangelist Stafford about 2.5 years ago now, and I didn't know that her father was a bishop. I didn't know that. But I knew when I first heard her singing, I knew she had anointing on her life. And when I heard her play that organ and sing, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I said, my God, this woman is anointed. Signs. These signs shall follow them that believe. She had a sign following her. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She had a sign following her. And when I heard her sing that song, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I said, my God. All I could do is marvel, because I knew she had a gift. And the gift wasn't from man, it was from God. When God gives you a gift, when God gives you a gift, can't nothing man do with a gift that God has given.
Yes.
All they could do is accept it or reject it. And they better accept it, because if they reject it, they're rejecting Jesus. You're rejecting the gift that God has given you.
God,
let's go ahead and take the word. This is God today. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost have been speaking on this line for the past 2 or 3 months. The Holy Ghost have been speaking, not man. Holy Ghost have been speaking on this line. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is trying to help somebody. The Holy Ghost wants us to be saved. Jesus wants us to live right.
MSAC 01. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Hello, praise the Lord, everybody.
MSAC 01. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Everybody still on?
Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Everybody's on?
I'm on.
Okay, I think Evangelist dropped off. 818.
It's
619.
It's Cammie.
Oh, Cammie. Okay. You know what? I look for your number, Cammie. Did you heard the message? Oh, wait a minute. Here's Evangelist Bernard. I'm gonna put on now. Just a minute. Oh, Evangelist Bernard, you dropped off for some reason, and Kent 818-6419. She's on the line.
Cammie.
You wanna have any words?
Cammie.
Yes.
No.
Hey, Evangelist Bernard, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm coming through. Just sitting here listening. And I always get so relaxed when I listen to it. It just relaxes me. I'm grateful for that every day. Because no matter what I'm going through that day, I call in. I feel like almost I'm in another world. I just go into another zone.
It's God. You know, God said in his word that he would give us peace that surpasses understanding. When you come on this line, God is granting us peace. It's a time of reflection. And God gave me that title for this broadcast, A Time of Reflection. What is it? A time to be at peace. A time to reflect upon God's goodness. A time to put all of our cares and our troubles behind us and just sit in the presence of God and let God minister to our hearts. God is interested in ministering to our hearts. He don't want us miserable. He don't want us threatened. He don't want us worrying us, worrying. He wants us to be at peace, and he wants us to be able to receive his word with a peace in our spirit. Ah, God, I feel the peace of God right now.
Amen.
I feel the peace of God resting upon someone right now. Somebody has been in a whirlwind. Somebody has been confused. Somebody has been troubled in this. But I hear the Lord saying, cast my cares, cast your cares upon me, for I love you and I care for you. Oh.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm speaking to every woman that's on this line today.
Yes.
Let not your heart be troubled. If he cares and he takes care of the lilies of the field, don't you know the Lord thinks more of us than the lilies of the field? But the Bible says the lilies, they don't even toil. They don't even spin. And God arrayed them. He arrayed them with such beauty. Don't you know, as Evangelist Stafford sings this song, who would serve a God like this? He sings in that song, he says, he healed the lame. He healed the sick. And he healed the... I can't get it verbatim. Is she still on the line, Sister Ruby?
No, she dropped off, praise the Lord.
Something about it. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. He took two fish. He fed 5,000 with two fish and some loaves. And then the chorus says, who wouldn't serve a God like this?
Amen.
I'm going to ask her to come on the line this week. And I want her to sing that song. God gave her that song. He gave her even the music to put to that song. But she said, who would serve a God like this?
Man, that's a blessing. Okay, Sister T.
Amen. God bless.
Open, Sister T.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. I can hear you. You heard the message because you was on the whole time. You want to have words or comments? Evangelist Bernard is back on.
Yes, I thank Evangelist Bernard for coming with that message today. I thank God about 3 years ago, I think it was almost around the time when I met you guys, that I lost my father. And I remember right before that the Lord had instructed me to get baptized in Jesus' name. Because I, you know, growing up as a child, you know, we got baptized in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And, you know, we thought that was enough. And I'm thinking, you know, as a child, we really didn't know God, you know. And you go through a lot of things in life, and then you get to know God. So I went to Christian Life Center in Stockton, and I was baptized in Jesus' name. And I remember as I came up from that water, how I felt, how everything just seemed more clearer, even the trees and stuff seemed more greener. And I just seen how God just changed me from that point. You know, and I thank God for all the things that he's doing now. You know, it's been a struggle with a lot of things that's happening in my life, but I see God leading me in the right path now. You know, I see him restoring my family back, and I see all the things that he's doing, and I thank God for this broadcast. A lot of times I be on here and there's be a lot of distractions going on, and I hear part of the message, but I thank God because you guys come forth, and it is truly a time that we are reflecting, you know, and reflecting back on the things in life that went on and how God brought me through some very trying situations, and I'm still here. So I thank God for the message that went forth on today. I love you, Evangelist Bernard. I love you, Sister Ruby, and all the people that come on you on this line. I just want to thank you for being here at 1 o'clock to 3:00,
hallelujah.
Because it's ministering to me. So pray my strength in the Lord.
Oh,
amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister
Lee.
I tell you. Ah, God, I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. What the devil meant for that, the enemy meant for my good. I thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the lines are open. You can pray, praise the Lord, whatever you feel the Lord leads.
Hallelujah.
Committed to Provoke Friday, so he'll be with the
one another as a whole. Continue to remember the bereaved family. In Jesus' name, I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Sister Ruby, and she can ask someone to dismiss us with the word of prayer. She can do it also. Amen.
Okay.
God bless.
I'm going to put Dawn on. She just came on. I think it's Dawn. Dawn? Sister Dawn? Dawn? Sister Dawn? Okay, I think she said.
Some background noise. Maybe I won't, Sister Ruby.
I was just acknowledging her. Okay, then.
Oh, okay.
So that's fine. Okay, then, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this broadcast today and your words that came to heal, to deliver, to set us free. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that you put the word into Evangelist Bernard. Who do men say that I am? And you took it a whole nother way, because we must repent and we must be baptized in Jesus' name. For, why are we doing all that? For the remission of our sins, that he may go in the grave, the watery grave with us, and do circumcise in our hearts. Hallelujah. We just thank you for that word and opportunity that you allowed Evangelist Bernard to go that way. She had no idea you was going to take her. That's why this broadcast, everybody's listening, is so important, because it's led from heaven, from the Jesus Christ all the way down to his people on this earth. We just thank him and love him and praise him. And we love each and every one of y'all that's been on the broadcast. We know the Lord is going to do mighty, mighty things for each and every one of us. We are obedient and seek his face and do the will of the Father. We thank you and we praise you. And we thank you for each and every sister and brother that came on this line, the ones that's missing, Lord. You know them. You know them by name. You know their address and where they live. Going in, touching whatever they stand in need of. We praise you and we love you. And we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we'll be tomorrow. I'm going to put on, you know, I feel so much as peace. I'm going to put in, I'm at peace with Vicky Yoli. Have a blessed
for peace, even though my heart is red.
Close out.